President Bush and the leaders of 33 other Western Hemisphere nations are gathering in Quebec City, Canada today for the Summit of the Americas. Only Cuba's President Fidel Castro was not invited. The leaders will discuss a range of issues, including education, immigration, and narcotics trafficking. But the main purpose of the summit is to energize the effort for open trade in the hemisphere. NPR's John Idstey reports.
One of the big ideas of the first Bush administration was a free trade area stretching from Alaska to the southern tip of South America. Bill Clinton carried the torch for this free trade area of the Americas, the FTAA, during his 8 years. And earlier this week in Washington, before an audience at the Organization of American States, President Bush II called on the leaders gathering in Quebec to make the political commitment necessary to complete negotiations for the FTAA by January of 2005.
Nothing we do in Quebec will be more important or have a greater long-term impact. It will make our hemisphere the largest free trade area in the world, encompassing 34 countries and 800 million people.
The president went on to say that open trade creates jobs, helps the poor, and reinforces the habits of liberty and democracy. Of course, open trade most directly benefits business. And Frank Vargo of the National Association of Manufacturers says the U.S. has much to gain from an FTAA. While U.S. tariffs average less than 2% on imports, he says South American tariffs average 15% and up.
And for a considerable range of American manufacturers, tariffs are 20-30% or more. American automobiles, for example, face, I think, 30-35% duties in Brazil and Argentina. It is a very protected market.
And it's a large market. Even with trade barriers, the value of U.S. products sold in Latin America is currently 4 times the value of our exports to China. But not everyone agrees that a free trade area of the Americas would be a good thing. A familiar coalition of environmentalists, labor activists, and anti-corporatists opposes the deal. Thousands will demonstrate in the streets of Quebec City while the leaders meet. Lori Wallach of Public Citizens Global Trade Watch will be among them. She says the FTAA is being created on a NAFTA-like model that gives too much power to corporations and compromises labor and environmental standards.
However, you could have an integration of the countries of this hemisphere under a different set of rules that put a floor of conduct as far as labor rights and human rights and the environment that would force standards upwards.
The White House and business leaders argue that NAFTA, with its labor and environmental side agreements, has been a success. Even so, both acknowledge that labor and environmental issues must be dealt with in a serious manner. But FTAA opponents, including some in the U.S. Congress, are skeptical. President Bush will have those congressional opponents very much in mind as he sits down with the hemispheric leaders in Quebec. That's because the administration's power to negotiate effectively depends on Congress granting the president trade promotion authority, according to the NAM's Frank Vargo.
We absolutely have to have trade promotion authority, which is shorthand for saying that Congress agrees it'll just vote the whole trade agreement up or down. It won't amend it. Without trade promotion authority, your trading partner just is not going to reach down to the bottom of his pocket and make the best deal.
It's been 7 years since Congress gave a president trade promotion authority, what used to be called fast-track authority, and the lack of it and the uncertainty about getting it makes it harder for Mr. Bush to lead the charge for an FTAA. Some enthusiasm from the leaders in Quebec City could help the president out, says Fred Bergston of the Institute for International Economics.
If he can tell the Congress that the rest of the hemisphere is ready to go once the U.S. is, that they're ready to reduce their barriers, they're ready to go to free trade, then President Bush will have a lot of very tangible prospects that he can hold out to the Congress and move toward getting the kind of authority that he needs.
But questions remain about the enthusiasm for an FTAA in the biggest Latin American country of all, Brazil. Earlier this month, at a pre-Quebec meeting of trade ministers, Brazil refused to go along with U.S. efforts to speed up negotiations on the FTAA. The ministers did agree to put virtually all trade barriers on the table for negotiation. However, most of the text of that agreement was in brackets, indicating little of substance has yet been truly agreed. The leaders are likely to ratify this plan in Quebec. They'll also likely agree that going forward, only democracies will be allowed to participate in future summits of the Americas, a move aimed at supporting young Latin American democracies. But the real measure of success for Quebec will be whether the leaders signal their willingness to spend the political capital needed to create a free trade area of the Americas. Richard Feinberg is co-chairman of the Leadership Council for Inter-American Symmetry.
I'm looking for statements from the United States in which Bush says this is not just a priority, but it is a top priority, along with his other priorities such as the budget and education. It's got to be right up there.
And, says Feinberg, from President Cardoso of Brazil, there needs to be an unequivocal statement of support for hemispheric economic integration. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.